ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the people of Rumbi Island in Fiji have welcomed an announcement by Fiji's Prime Minister prioritising the welfare of minority communities. PM Sitiveni Rambuka says a review of the Banaban Settlement Act, the elections of the Rumbi Municipal Council and the naturalisation of Rumbi and Kio Islanders are among his government's priorities. A community group, the Rumbi Human Rights Defenders, say the government now needs to move fast and implement these changes. Joining us this morning from the Human Rights Defenders is Ray Bandesi. With that, I say bula.
Bula and Maori.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ray. Look, those are very big commitments, right, from the Prime Minister. What have been your initial thoughts about this announcement?
Yeah, for us, it was really affirming to hear that the Prime Minister's had committed to minor ethnic groups in Fiji and that the Banaban people were among these commitments. However, he made a statement along similar lines in 2023, which has the Banaban Human Rights Defenders cautiously optimistic. And we're hopeful that the government will fulfill its commitment and address over a decade of neglect towards the people of Rumbi.
And I know the Prime Minister has made this commitment, but do you have any reservations or any concerns?
At this present time, in terms of time frame, yes, we are concerned about how this will roll out, because our Rumbi Council of Leaders has been dissolved since 2013.
Go ahead, Ray.
You know, and we still believe that there is a lot of gap that needs to be addressed, and that the government plays a very important role in ensuring that our democratic rights are intact as Banaban people are living in Rumbi.
Yeah, and if we think about those gaps, what do you see then on the list as the most urgent requirement?
Well, the first one is the need to review the Banaban Settlement Act, which goes hand in hand with electing a new Rumbi Council of Leaders. And to illustrate this, the Banaban Settlement Act, as it is, allows for an appointment interim administrator to solely govern Rumbi if the council dissolves. The effect of this has been over a decade of undemocratic governance that is not accountable to the people. And securing the future of the Banaban people and creating pathways for sustainable development requires democracy. We've seen also the first hand of how opportunities to do this have been pushed aside by unelected officials with no accountability to the people they govern or represent. And so the future of Rumbi must be charted by the people of Rumbi and those they elect to represent them. That is why holding elections for the Rumbi Council is very critical at this present time.
Yeah, and you've explained a little bit there, but why is an active Rumbi Council so important?
The Rumbi Council of Leaders is very important because our Banaban Settlement Act, which is part of the Fiji Constitution, says that the Rumbi Council of Leaders is only the legitimate body that governs the island in a very democratic process. And they are elected leaders, two from each of the villages, and the ninth is the chairperson of the Rumbi Council of Leaders, who also then is the body that nominates our Banaban, our Rumbi Member of Parliament to the Kiripas Parliament. So the Rumbi Council of Leaders have a very important role and a dual role in safeguarding Banaban development and issues. They not only look after the well-being and the governance of the Banabans in Rumbi, but they also have a very important role in looking after the our homeland back in Kiribati, Banaba. And with the elected body, they are the legitimate body that also elect a representative that represents our voices in the Kiribati Parliament, given that a majority of the Banaban people now reside in Rumbi.
Yeah, thank you for that, Ray. Now, if you've just tuned in, this is Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia. I'm chatting with Ray Bandesi on the recent announcement by Fiji's Prime Minister that he wants to prioritise the welfare of minority groups. Ray, if we take a step back, can you maybe share why the council even dissolved in the first place back in 2013?
Yep, the council was dissolved in 2013 because of some mismanagement. And so that has been now called as Banaban Human Rights Defenders Network, a community-based group working to educate our people back in Rumbi on the civil rights and democratic processes, that, you know, there are loopholes in the Banaban Settlement Act that concerns the clauses that safeguards our Banaban Trust Fund. which is a trust fund that was set up from the S-Crusher payment that was paid out from the UK to the Barnabin people. And this fund is being administered by a board, which the Office of the Prime Minister also provides oversight support and nominates a representative from the Fiji government to be part of this board. And that's why it's really crucial that the Barnabin Settlement Act review is done to shed some light on some of these mismanagement of funds and possibly corruptions that led to the dissolution of the council back in 2013. And the council was dissolved, and we need to be very clear about the dissolution of the council happened during the Bainimarama's government. And we're very lucky that the current coalition government has stepped forward to, kind of reach out to assist with the review of the Barnabin Settlement Act to strengthen the loopholes and hopefully to consult all the villagers, the elders, the people in Rambi on what or how they should rechart these Barnabin Settlement Act in a way that it will strengthen governance to ensure that when the election convenes for re-electing back the Rambi Council of Leaders, the Barnabin Settlement Act has been strengthened to prevent any more corruption that may happen in the future if the elected council is back.
Mm. Now, I want to turn the conversation to the fact that you've highlighted even the issue of mining rights on Banaba. Is the council meant to, how does that fit into this with the council?
Yeah, so currently the Barnabin Settlement Act only looks after our affairs in Fiji. And anything to do with mining is under the Kiribati jurisdiction at the present time. So one of the things that we've been highlighting over the years is the need to stop future mining that may once again cause environment degradation to our homeland, Barnaba. Right now on Barnaba, we only have about 90% of our land was mined since the 1900s, and it stopped in 1979. And what we have left now is little land, say about 10 to 20% that's left to really, hold the land together to say that, Barnaba is an ancestral home for the Barnabins, and this is our fight towards, trying to prevent any more future mining. One of the things that we also, want to bring up during the Barnabin Settlement Act review is also to highlight the fact that, because the Rambi Council of Leaders have an important role in Barnabin, in Kiribati, there should be a provision in the Act that also spells out some of the council's role and especially the landowner's rights pertaining to any decisions or any future dealings that may be done that concerns mining of our ancestral home in Barnabin Kiribati.
Ray, can I ask then, what has been the feedback or even maybe the concerns from the community itself? Are they happy with this announcement?
Yes, the general feedback that we've had, this has been their ask over the years. During Bainimarama's government, our people have been rallying. The elders have done a lot of review of the Barnabin Settlement Act themselves with the help of some of the partners that they work with and technical people. They've already drafted. And when we had our first administrator after the council was dissolved in 2013, he also led a discussion on possible review of the Barnabin Settlement Act. Now, then we had another administrator that came in, and it has been people have been calling for a review of the Barnabin Settlement Act and the reinstatement of the Rambi Council of Leaders. Now we have a new administrator. We hope that he listens to the plea of the people, because our communities have been calling the appointed administrator by the Fiji government who sits now at the Rambi Council of Leaders as the Rambi Council of Leader representing that legitimate body to make decisions for our people. And our people are clearly saying that we want the re-election of the Rambi Council of Leaders.